Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Easter. Let me say it ahead of time. Yes, I'm working towards my doctorate. You're working towards your health. And let's get straight to the point. I want you to get a book. Between this week and next week, I want you to get a book. The book is called The Physician and Sexuality in Victorian America by J. Haller and Haller. That's The Physician and Sexuality in Victorian America by J. Haller and Haller. And I want you to remember the theme of the show, to heal the organ instead of surgically removing it, unless absolutely necessary, which I'm always going to emphasize may be the case. Sometimes you've just got to go to the knife. But sometimes you don't. Now, I read this book in college 30 years ago. It was an irrefutable account of social history that documented the practice of the clitorectomy in the latter half of the 1800s by the medical establishment for reasons none other than bad headaches. That's a clitorectomy. That's the cutting out of the woman's clitoris. This was done far too often in the late 1870s, 1880s, for no reason other than bad headaches. That was the standard of care. And these were not devils doing this. These were family guys, family physicians who, in good counsel, with no other choice or education, decided to do this. These were not malpractice cases. This was a mutually agreed upon standard of care at the time, just like the eye socket lobotomy was in the 1950s, where surgeons were only supposed to cut the bad nerves to the brain, but they accidentally cut the good ones too and made you a vegetable. Now, I bring that up in that it's the past because we don't do these things anymore. We don't suffer from unnecessary surgical practices like that today. We don't cut the uterus out of a woman who's simply bleeding out during menopause when they could benefit from progesterone cream or herbs like shepherd's purse or even cinnamon. And then you're told you don't really need your uterus after menopause anyway. And the ovaries, the female version of the testes, we often suggest taking out the ovaries now as a standard of care to reduce the estrogen-sensitive breast cancer. It's not the air, the water, the pesticides, the fluorides, the benzenes, the toluenes, the PCBs, the aspartames. And since there are really no studies proving that these chemicals cause cancer, we blame it on your God-given ovaries. And after you've had children, you don't need them anyway, so just take them out as a precaution against estrogen-sensitive breast cancer. If you think surgical standards of care and ludicrous ones are not in full bloom today, this show, I hope, makes you think again. If you think that there are not viable alternatives to many of the uterine and ovarian surgeries for fibroids, uterine hemorrhages, polycystic ovarian syndromes, then listen to the next segment of this show, and I'll be right back. Think about Hi, my friends. This is Dr. Medici. Write this number down right now. 1-888-777-0711. That's 1-888-777-0711. That's my toll-free, super easy-to-remember phone number that allows you to get on the show with me live to get your health questions answered. That's 1-888-777-0711. I want to hear about your health concerns, your symptoms, your aches and pains, your questions about surgery. Anything under the name of health that concerns you concerns me, and I'll get it handled. And if it's inappropriate for the show or we need more time, I'll finish it after the show. That's 1-888-777-0711. And if you're shy and this isn't the kind of thing you do, do it anyway. I promise I'll make it easy. That's 1-888-777-0711. Hope to hear from you. Bye-bye. Hi, my friends. This is Dr. Medici once again. Call this number now, 310-320-1132. That's the phone number to our Premier Center in Santa Monica, where my staff is waiting for you to call and order my liver gallbladder flush kit that you've heard me talk about on the radio. That's $149.99 for a one-month supply of what it takes to get your liver and gallbladder working correctly. That's liver nano detox, gallbladder nano detox, the B6 vitamin, the coffee enema bucket, the olive oil, and all the literature and coaching that you need to make the flush work perfectly. And if you order today, Saturday, the shipping is free. If you order today, the shipping's free. That's our bonus to you. That's 310-320-1132. And most importantly, get to know my entire exquisitely trained staff who will bend backwards to get all your questions and needs answered. So guys, get on it today. Okay, my friends, we're back. I want you to get another book. I want you to go out and buy What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Menopause. Written by John Lee, who was a medical doctor who devoted his entire life to teaching women how to eliminate fibroids, cystic ovaries, uterine bleeding, endometriosis, hot flashes, painful incapacitating periods, cystic breasts, before they complicate your life, before you go to surgery. Now, I'm going to start, as I always do, at about 5 minutes into the show, the physiology. So this is the hard text here. And again, we're going to link a lot of these statements to the website, straighttalk.cc. I want you to go to the website. I want you to review what I teach. And I want you to get these books, too, because I'm going to say a lot of things you don't hear about on the air, and as long as I'm on the air, you're going to hear them. You may not understand them, and so I link it to the site. Now, why do these conditions occur? The answer revolves around the word estrogen. Now, estrogen is a good hormone. It's the female testosterone. It grows the breasts, the hips, the muscles. Estrogen is supposed to be there. But not toxic estrogen. Toxic estrogen we get from the outside, and we call those estrogens xenoestrogens. Xenoestrogens you find in meat, dairy. They feed the estrogens to the animals to make them grow fast. Cosmetics, plastics, pesticides, the birth control pill, polluted air and water, pills, patches, and Provera injections we prescribe in the name of hormone replacement therapy. Now, the xenoestrogens are not exactly estrogen, just very similar in molecular structure. And when they combine with our own estrogen, they become the estrogen bomb, or you become the estrogen bomb. And that, in a sense, is the way we can think of the modern woman, as an estrogen bomb. Now, the thing about estrogen is that it grows things. And that estrogen bomb you become will grow cysts in the breast and ovary, fibroids in the uterus. Uterine tissue will grow outside the uterus, and we call that endometriosis. It will give you the PMS symptoms and all kinds of things from hot flashes to extreme pain every month. And after 20 years of that, lots of women choose a cervical solution because after 20 years of that kind of grief, it's going to seem like a blessing. Now, there's an even bigger problem when the toxic estrogen wreaks havoc. The estrogen thickens the blood. So one, it grows things. Number two, estrogen thickens blood. Now that's not mainstream intelligence. thick blood and a statement like that. But in other medicines, in Chinese medicine, in Ayurvedic medicine, blood stasis or thickening in the blood, huge concern. And it's even understood in Western medicine. You see, when estrogen is prescribed in hormone replacement therapy, the standard of care is to inquire whether the patient has had any strong history of blood clots causing, say, strokes in the family history. And if the answer is yes, it may not be prescribed. So estrogen causing clots or blood stasis is nothing really new. But there's a problem for the body with blood stasis. Because if you think about it, it means your precious organs and muscles are soaked with poorly circulating blood, and therefore that blood will hold a much higher concentration of poison. And those cells soaked in these poisons are bound to suffer or adapt, as we say, to the toxicity. This adaptation is the beginning of the symptom. So the cell soaks in the toxic blood, it can't adapt, and after a while, your body learns about this maladaptation as a symptom. If it continues to try to adapt, then the body starts to develop the disease. And you can say there's not unanimous agreement in science on this issue. You see, this is something you have to pull together from experience and from lots of study. But nobody wants to fund the studies to turn this into hard science. So what I'm saying to you, to guys like myself and other people that devote their time to this, this isn't weak science, this is hard science, but it's not the kind of hard science you'll read about in medical texts. And that's the problem. There's this shade of gray in medicine where scientists sit down and discuss realities that never get to print. And that's the purpose of this show, to get it to print. I can sit down with my peers, my teachers, colleagues, etc., and talk like this, and it all makes perfect sense. But nobody's going to take it to print, you see, because to take it to print means you have to take off time. You have to leave your job. You have to be well paid while you do this research, and who's going to fund that? Okay? I say, if you think this is nonsense, come into my office, and in the reality of my office from day to day, you'll get a whole new perspective on science. So you have to understand, my friends, what you hear outside shows like this that doesn't jive with what you hear within shows like this. That's why I want you to get the books. You see, because every decade or so, someone comes along and decides, the heck with it, I'm going to devote my time and publish. So get those books. All right. Now, from blood stasis to the toxic effects of xenoestrogen, the body has safeguards. So we've laid out the problem. And even if you're not aware of this, the body's trying to combat a xenoestrogen. You know, this problem we had in Japan with the nuclear reactor meltdown. Our bodies are designed to bring hundreds and hundreds of countermeasures if it's functioning optimally to the rescue. You want to understand these mechanisms. Know thyself. Now, I would be proud if you listened to the last show and you're already thinking of the countermeasure the body utilizes, all right, to combat toxic estrogen. What might that be in view of the next show? And I hope you guessed it. A perfectly functioning liver, gallbladder, biliary system. Now put this together. If the toxic estrogens that grow things you don't want them to grow build up in the blood, the liver conjugates it, which means the liver pulls it out of blood and ties up the toxic estrogen and then dumps the estrogen into the gallbladder, and then you defecate it out of your body. That's how God made the system perfect like that. But if your liver if your liver is already overly burdened, okay, or it's so congested in the gallbladder that the liver has nowhere to send it, even if it does conjugate it, you have a problem. I'll give you another problem. Suppose the gallbladder flushes it into the intestines, but you suffer from chronic...